Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
With LinkedIn Jobs, we tap into a network of more than a billion professionals to help you find quality professionals quickly and easily for any role you need. Marketing wizards? Found them.
Software engineers?
Found.
That project manager I could never seem to hire?
And found. LinkedIn Jobs quickly matches your roles with candidates with the right skills and experience. In fact, 86% of small businesses get a qualified candidate within 24 hours. Post your first job for free and get started at linkedin.com/decide. That's linkedin.com/decide. Terms and conditions apply.
Here we are. Welcome in to the Gulf Coast Bank and Trust Tiger Tailgating Show. Final 30 minutes. We're about 2.5 hours away from kickoff between LSU and Florida State. He's Herb Tyler. I'm Christian Garrick. We are at Drago's in Hilton Riverside. What a beautiful atmosphere. Fans are enjoying themselves casually, and there's a couple other fans that are enjoying themselves more and more. Just pace yourself, and you want to make the game, that's for sure. Herb Tyler, Christian Garrick, our Open Heart Jewelers talk and text lines are open at 504-260-1870. As we said earlier, the table to our right as we're looking at the bars. Really enjoying this one. Good for them. Good for them. I just hope that this is a marathon. It's a marathon. It's not a sprint. So just, again, pace yourself. And there's likely going to be a couple bad decisions made tonight, unfortunately, with this crowd, et cetera. But that's their business, not mine.
Yep. That's right. To each his own.
24-3. I'm trying to reach
Jackson State.
Jackson State.
Florida A&M.
24-3. Dion's team is he's done a good job with that program.
He's very impressive over a short period of time. You can see the way that these guys have has really taken to his leadership and his ability to bring these guys together and turn this team, Jackson State, into a bona fide player in the HBCU. I'm telling you, I love to watch the way that he interacts with the kids. I love his he's prime time, baby, even as a coach. I love it. That's what I love. And I think his kids, it resonates to his kids, and it actually shows up on the field as well.
Well, you can see his son is a quarterback. You can see his athleticism. Apple doesn't fall far from the tree when it comes to that. And I was just watching Sanders run, and, man, he is shifty. He can move. And he has Sanders on the back of his jersey. And you're like, yeah, it's Deion's kid. So, of course, he better be able to move.
He should be able to move.
Because Deion was, you talk about one of the greatest athletes. When you start having those conversations, Deion's in that, Bo Jackson. You play two sports like that at high levels, man, you're some kind of athletic. I remember Bobby telling the story about how Deion got done with a baseball game earlier that day with the Braves, and then, played a football game. The Braves were playing at night. They played a noon kickoff, and he gets done with the football game, and then he goes
in a helicopter.
Yeah. Yep. Goes and plays a baseball game the next hours later.
Yeah, the same day.
Yeah,
in the same day. I think it was amazing, and it's one of those things where you almost have to just sit back and say, "Man, how did he do that?" And and you always got to say, "I wish I had that ability." Also, right. Well, and that's why he's Deion. He's prime time, baby. Show me the money.
I think that had he exclusively devoted himself to baseball, I think he'd have been in the Hall of Fame. He's in the Hall of Fame, the Pro Football Hall of Fame. But I think because baseball is a much more difficult sport if you're not playing it every day.
Well, I think at some point he had to make a decision, right?
Yeah.
And I think between football and baseball, they wanted him to make a decision. He chose football.
It's just like Kyler Murray at Oklahoma, and he got drafted by the A's and decided to play football instead of play baseball. These contracts with baseball players these days, if I was in that situation, I'm going to play. I'm taking that major league contract. I'm taking that big league contract. $300 million fully guaranteed? What?
Kyler, if I were Kyler, I would have made that decision as well. But maybe if you don't have the love for it, you just can't do it, you know? The ability is one thing, but the love for it is another. So I think that these guys love football. Like you said, football is a different sport. It brings so much more camaraderie. It brings so much more family atmosphere. Baseball, you're pretty much a loner, essentially. I mean, they play together as a team, but, you know, after they leave the ballpark, the field, they're out. They're gone. They're separate ways, right? In football, you know, you've gone through camps and all these other things that really bring you guys and draw people together. So it's different.
Man, Jackson State is putting it on Florida A&M. If the penalty flag is not on
on offense,
then they just put a touchdown on the board. That's pass interference on the defense. That touchdown's going to stand. Mm-hmm. So they're going to be up 30, pending the extra point, 30-3.
Yep.
Since Louisiana went to the sports gambling, sports betting, et cetera, have you partaken in any?
I was going to do it before the season. I was going to bet LSU win the championship, and whoever was the quarterback, that was going to say Jaden Daniels, was going to win the Heisman. I was going to put $200 on it.
Yeah, save you $200. Save it. You're going to lose money. I'm glad you didn't make that bet.
I'm just saying. That's why I don't bet.
I'm glad you didn't make that bet.
I bet from the heart, not my mind.
I know. You can't do that. You got to bet
with your
head.
I was going to bet that the Saints was going to win the Super Bowl and Jameis was going to win MVP.
Well.
And I was going to do that and put $200 on that, too. So I had $400 I was going to put on it.
Listen, I don't want to sound like Debbie Downer, but that very well could happen. But at the same time, the likelihood of that not happening is very high. So, because it's really hard to win a Super Bowl.
Are you telling me to stay away from the sports betting?
Yeah, and I'm sure your wife would agree that she would, if you're going to make those kind of bets, not to make them.
Hey, I ain't going to make the bet. One, two. If I do, it's going to turn out great because I won $2,000 about a month or so ago. Right, we was in where did we go? In Mississippi, Biloxi.
Okay,
one of the casinos. We stayed there. We went down there. I played about $50. And in my mind, I won $2,000.
Oh, in your mind. Okay, because I was wondering, as you were telling the story, I was looking at your wife, and she was shaking her head. I'm like, well, is Herb lying? What is he doing?
I think I won $80, I think, total.
Okay. What were you playing?
Yeah, we were playing on one of the machines, poker machines, whatever you call it. I don't know.
All right, we'll step away and come back.
Oh, I did lose my money on blackjack.
Well, I got to talk to you about blackjack because, you know, I'll tell you during the break the ways that you could potentially level the playing field a little bit in your favor. And take the odds away from the house. All right, Herb Tyler's three keys to victories for LSU tonight against Florida State is next here on the Gulf Coast Bank and Trust Tiger Tailgating Show here on WWL. All right, back here on the Gulf Coast Bank and Trust Tiger Tailgating Show as we wind down our portion of the coverage in our show. We've had a blast here at Drago's Hilton Riverside. You can hear the crowd. They are into it. They're ready. They're looking forward to it. Some drinks are flowing. Food's flowing. Oysters are flowing. Herb, give us your three LSU keys to victory against Florida State.
So, you know, first and foremost, we just need to believe in the system and what the coach is saying, right? And take that to the bank, period. I think that's the first key. I think the guys have bought into Coach Kelly and his style of coaching and what he's going to bring to the team. I think that's the first key to victory, and that started way back in January, if you will. The second key tonight, so the two keys that's going to be really important tonight on the field, the first is going to be the defense. I want to see if that defense is going to be able to stop Florida State's running game and then force Jordan Travis into trying to throw the ball all around the field. If we can do that, I think we'll be successful at slowing down the Florida State attack. And then third, of course, we need to see the offensive line open some holes up for the running back to ensure that whoever the quarterback is going to be, well, Jaden is going to be real comfortable in what he's doing and so that he can make some plays himself. And so I think it's a twofold with the third one. It's going to be the offensive line play and the quarterback play and kind of settling down and letting whatever come to him and not try to force anything.
Yeah, just take care of the football. Be smart with it. You know, don't have a bunch of careless fumbles or interceptions or anything like that. You don't need to force anything to beat Florida State. You just need methodical drives. You're not gonna need the big play. I don't expect this, Herb, to turn into a track meet.
No, you know, it shouldn't.
That's the way Florida State. They're not built for that.
No.
So if you can get them into that, that's fine. But yeah, you're gonna see a lot of 8-man looks from that LSU defense tonight. They're gonna be dedicated to stopping the run. So that might force Florida State to try to, it's going to invite them to try to take advantage of of the eight-man front. Some play action, some deep shots. Once they establish the running game, though, if they do.
Yeah, and I don't know if they, you know, I think LSU is going to stop them. I think we've got two deep, really great players, the front seven, and then linebackers. I think we're going to have some, I guess, you know, I think we have some young guys there also that can come in and play. But ultimately, this game comes down to, in my opinion, LSU just wanting to go out there and show everybody, like the players wanting to go show everybody that Brian Kelly was the right hire. Because they hear the chatter too. But they've been with him on a consistent basis over the last 8 months. And they're going to pull, they want the best for their coach and their team, and I think they're going to play like it tonight.
Well, look, you know this, Herb. Players want honesty.
Yep.
You know, if you're honest with them, be real with them. You know, tell them, "Hey, that was a good rep," or "I thought that rep sucked." Players want that. They want the honest truth from their coaches, and I think he does a good job of that. I think that's part of what makes him successful is he doesn't sugarcoat anything. You know, with a player or with a team.
Yeah.
You know, he's very. What I've been told, he's very matter of fact. Hey, this is why we won. This is why we lost. If we don't fix it, we're not going to be very good.
That's right. I mean, what else does it say? Right.
He doesn't beat around the bush with it, you know, and I think, you know, there's no question. I'm with you. I think these players have bought in. There's no doubt about that. You would have heard otherwise had it not. And I think we hear about the buy-in. I think it's less likely that they don't buy in at the pro level more so than the college level. I think these college kids, they're going to pretty much buy in on just about anybody, at least in the beginning.
Right.
To where NFL, you know, pro football guys, they can spot a fraud really quickly.
Well, they're grown men. They have families, so they need to figure that out really fast, right? In college, it's a little bit different. You're looking for leadership.
You're also a little naive.
Yeah, that's right, but you're looking for that person to take you somewhere. In the NFL, these guys are like, I'm going to take the coach where we want him to go. You know what I'm saying? So it is what it is. But ultimately, I think also at LSU right now, get the ball to Kayshon Boutte early, period. On offense, you get that ball to that young man, and I promise you he's going to take you to the place you want to go. I think also on defense, Allie Gay and B.J.
Ojulari
are going to make some great plays tonight. And I'm also looking for Big Smith up front and Jaqueline Roy to make a push up front to kind of disrupt that Florida State run game and then you know, get to the quarterback and make some sacks.
Ojulari is a player that has NFL edge pass rusher written all over him. All over him.
Yep.
He's exactly the prototype you want. He's long. He's lean. He's got good power. He's got good speed.
Yep.
He's got a couple of moves, several different moves. If he goes back to the player he was 2 years ago, man, yeah, he's gonna be something. He's gonna be something. That's for sure.
Well, he's definitely got the pedigree, the DNA to do it. We know that, and I think that he's now has a opportunity for a coach to bring some structure into his life along with everybody else to focus solely on what the task is at hand, and that's to get better and better every day and become the best that they can be.
Herb, we've largely focused on LSU and Florida State. I know you're a big Saints fan too. You're excited about this team, huh?
Very excited about this team. I'm so excited about the Saints. I'm excited about the Pelicans. I mean, I'm just, I got goosebumps. I really like the Saints team, though. It's just something about it looks different this year to me. From looking at it from afar, right, I'm not in the trenches as you are, but, I mean, that defense is just monster. And, you know, and I get it, on the offensive line, they're a little thin. But if they can come together and they can make it happen and not have many injuries, I mean, we've got the passer. We've got the receiving core is there, a lot better than we were last year. We've got the running backs for sure. Not a problem. We've got a couple of decent tight ends. I mean, I just really am really high on this Saints team this year.
You should be, in particular, the defense. And I know this is LSU-centric typically, but we've got a couple more minutes, and Herb is itching and dying to talk a little Saints football. They're going to look. It's going to look different this way, Herb. Under Drew and Sean, they won a lot of games, 31-23, 31-24, 34-27.
Yep.
You could see a 24-27. 13. A lot of 21-10 type scores.
Yeah.
Now they're not always going to win every. They're not going to win every game. But in the victories, it's going to look a lot like. It's going to look a lot like the Ravens wins when they won the Super Bowl.
Yep.
With Trent Dilfer, where low scoring snot bubble games. Like, it wouldn't surprise me if you see a 9-6 win this year. It just wouldn't surprise me.
Right.
Just because of the way they're structured. I agree with you defensively. Now, they started to get a little thin. You know, they traded Chauncey Gardner-Johnson. Marcus May gets in trouble. We don't know the outcome of that yet. And, look, it's alleged. It's not, you know, you're innocent in this country until you're proven guilty.
Mm-hmm.
But that secondary, I think, is going to be ridiculously good. And on the edges, defensively, the guys that they can rotate in as pass rushers, and there's not a lot of drop-off, if they don't have 50-plus sacks this year, something went wrong.
Right.
Something went wrong. Somebody got injured, a couple people got injured, or I'm telling you, they're that good up front, and they're really good at the secondary. The only spot that has me concerned is who's going to play linebacker next to DeMario Davis. Pete Warner spent a lot of time out with an injury during camp, didn't get to see a lot of him. I think when he's healthy, he's a very good player. But if there's, I don't want to call it a weak spot because this is an NFL defense and likely a top five one.
Right.
But if there's a soft spot on this defense,
there you go.
It might be at the linebacking position next to DeMario Davis.
Well, I'm excited to look to see who is that person behind or next to DeMario Davis. And I just want to see DeMario Davis out there. I think he can make every play. Doesn't matter if it's anybody or not. You know, this guy is just phenomenal, and I hope he continue to play on that level for quite some years to come.
And not only is he a phenomenal football player, but we talk about leadership.
Oh, yeah.
He's a leader. Those guys follow him. He is the heart and soul of that defense. Yes. I don't care what anybody says.
Yes.
And that's no disrespect for Tyrann Mathieu, who's going to be a great addition to this defense. But he is the heart and soul of this defense.
Well, Tyrann said himself that this is the greatest leader he's ever been around.
He's something else, Herb.
And he hadn't even played one game with him yet.
Yeah, he's a heck of a leader. All right, that's a wrap. I want to thank David Potter at Master Control, Luke Augusta here, our engineer, our on-site engineer.
That's right.
The great staff here at Drago's and Hilton Riverside for taking such great care of us, and also our executive producer and operations and brand manager, Diane Newman. It is LSU and Florida State in about 2 hours right here on the home of the Fighting Tigers. I'm Christian Garrick, Semper Fi. I'm out, Herb. Take us to the house.
Remember, guys, I love you, God love you, and go Tigers!
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.